Chapter 14. History is replete with events that started this war and that war. Most are simplistic lies. The real reasons bankers started cranking out the money so Hitler, Mussolini, Tojo, Churchill, and Roosevelt could build millions of bombs and planes and tanks and guns will never be published by any respectable publishing house, at least not for the next century or so. Meanwhile, the public is simply and plainly brainwashed. They are fighting for their country, without the slightest clue as to why. But they are innocent, these civilians. As the Cold War largely froze out the Third World from any hope of competing economically or militarily with the West, and as Western banking interests were rapidly and rather secretively completing a virtual economic conquest of the rest of the world, including the soon-to-be former Soviet Union, a bizarre, dehumanizing phenomenon was beginning to occur on a regular basis. Beginning with the Vietnam War, entire populations have been able to relax in the comfort and safety of their own homes and watch their warriors bomb and kill and capture their enemies. Video footage of war is most often supremely sanitized, sparing the viewer such gut-wrenching realities as the smell of burning flesh or the screams of the dying. After all, why should innocent civilians have to taste what their military is dishing out to their enemies? The talking heads on TV have clearly laid out the case against the enemies of the people, have they not? Anyone who pays careful attention to media news reports can cite chapter and verse about the evil deeds of the enemy. The media fills the public consciousness with all manner of palpable government lies about casualty figures, the dastardly deeds of the enemy, and the humanitarian risks and heroism of our forces. No one objects to the lies and the propaganda. To do so is unpatriotic. In time of war, you are either with us or against us. Axis of evil? How about syntaxis of evil?